The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Okay. I have a deliciously ironic story to share with you. I think some of you know what I mean by that. It is deliciously ironic. And I've got to share it with you. But first, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Well, not me. I'm going to ask all of us to do something. We started out yesterday with a goal of $7,800 for 156 radios for Africa. Right now, we're at $7,400. And $20. We are $380 away from our goal. But the phone lines have suddenly fallen silent. They rang continuously at Transworld Radio yesterday, as well as a number of people giving online at thewordcolumbus.com. We have had several today, but for many minutes, the phone lines have just fallen silent. We are so incredibly close to our goal. We're $380 away. And the phone lines have just grown cold. Would you do this, please? Whether God tells you to give or not, let's pray that before the next break, which is at 5:45, $380 and whatever amounts, $10 at a time, $50 at a time, $380, I don't care. But will you join me in praying that we can reach our goal? I'm not deceiving you. I want to go past the goal. I really do. But we can't go past it until we meet it. We have gone from zero yesterday to $7,420, and now we have just stopped. I talked about traveling, you know, going on a long trip. What would it be like if you were, you know, traveling 7,000 miles and you get within 380 miles of your house and you pull to the side of the road and just stop? Wouldn't that be incredibly frustrating? Or what if your car broke down? You know, you've made a 7,000-mile trip, and you get 380 miles away from home, and your car breaks down. That's kind of the way I feel. We are so close, and yet the calls, the pledges, the gifts have just stopped. Here's the telephone number. Pray. If God does not tell you to give, or if you've already given, praise God. But if God touches you, and please, while you're praying, ask God if you should give. I believe God will tell you. If God does not impress upon you to give, don't. You would be disobeying God. But if God tells you to give, impresses upon you to give, to provide radios for your brothers and sisters in Christ in Africa, then you would be disobedient to not give. All right, I'm going to get into this story. But the number is 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. Or, of course, you can give online at thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com. Please pray. Serious. pray. Whether you give or not, pray. 888-988-5656 or online at thewordcolumbus.com. We're seeing this movement called cancel culture all over America, driven by the liberal left and the Democrats. This statue's got to come down. This statue's got to come down. This flag has got to come down. This person cannot be memorialized anymore. Last night, this is always done in the middle of the night. Have you ever noticed that? A statue of Columbus was taken down in Chicago at 3 o'clock in the morning. What a brave thing to do in the darkness in the middle of the night. That's what happened here in Columbus. Here it was not 3 o'clock. They began, I think, at 4 o'clock down at City Hall in Columbus. Cowards. But we have to. Christopher Columbus did bad things. So we can't remember him. We can't honor him. We got to take down his statue. Nancy Pelosi has said, we've got to take down all of the statues at the Capitol building of people that had a racist past. We got to take down all of them. We got to remove all of them. We got to take down all of the paintings. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the Democrats, the liberal left. Well, that's why I say this story is deliciously ironic. A group of House Republicans led by Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas. He's kind of a renegade. They introduced a resolution yesterday that would ban the Democratic Party from the House of Representatives, or it would force a party name change over past slavery ties. Yeah. I love this. I absolutely love this. If you watch the movie Uncle Tom that Larry Elder has put together, you will learn that the Democratic Party, their history is bathed in racism, bigotry, prejudice. The Democratic Party's platform from 1840 to 1856 supported slavery. Yes, the Democratic Party. So if we are getting rid of presidents, statues, of anyone who owned slaves or was considered to be a racist, then we need to ban the Democratic Party from the House of Representatives because of their past. I love this. Now, it's not going to go anywhere. This is symbolism, but it is important symbolism. And it is a graphic, in-your-face illustration of the unbelievable hypocrisy of the left. They talked about standing against racism, and they have honored Margaret Sanger for years. Democrats flock to the annual meeting of Planned Parenthood where the Margaret Sanger Award is awarded. And just a few years ago, Hillary Clinton proudly accepted the Margaret Sanger Award. And now the same people are saying, oh, we gotta get rid of all the history of the racists. And so, listen. God bless Representative Louie Gohmert. Now, as I said, this resolution is not going to go anywhere. It's not going to be passed. But, quote, it specifically cites the Democratic Party's platform support for slavery. Between 1840 and 1856 and other racist actions by party members through the early to mid-1900s. It calls on Nancy Pelosi to remove any items that names, symbolizes, or mentions any political organization or party that has ever held a public position that supported slavery or the Confederacy. That would be the Democratic Party. The resolution says the party, quote, shall either change its name or be barred from participation in the House of Representatives. He said in a statement, they should rebrand their name to avoid triggering anyone. I love it. Absolutely love it. The hypocrisy of the liberal left is breathtaking. Will they own up to it? No. My goodness. All right. Hey, folks, I'm going to check the call center when we go into this break. A few minutes ago, we needed $380. I don't know where we are now. I'm praying that we have met and even exceeded. Keep calling 888-988-5656.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Do you remember the feeling? You've been on a long, 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 long trip. In that last half hour, hour, you just didn't think you would ever get there. And then you pull into the driveway, pull into the garage. You're home. Well, not only are we home, we got home and decided to take another trip. We have blown past our goal for Trans World Radio. Our goal was $7,800. And that's, we were $380 away just minutes ago. I mean, just minutes ago, we were $380 away. We are now at $8,450. $8,450. We desperately wanted to provide 156 radios. Right now, we are at 169 radios. I got some people to thank, but I want to be very careful because a few people want to remain anonymous. So let me look at this real carefully. I want to thank Dorothy in Worthington. Dorothy went online at thewordcolumbus.com. Marilyn in Logan went online at thewordcolumbus.com. Thank you, Dorothy in Worthington. Thank you, Marilyn. And again, I want to make sure I don't... okay, there's a very nice gift. He wants to remain anonymous. I will obviously... honor that. It's an individual in Columbus who gave a very nice donation, wants to remain anonymous. I want to thank, get this, Rhonda in North Canton, Ohio. Now, I hardly ever give out the amount, but I was pleading, begging for $380. Well, Rhonda in North Canton, Ohio, prayed about it. And she decided, hey, I'm going to take them to the goal. She pledged $380. Rhonda, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then I want to thank Ken in Columbus. God bless you, Ken. Thank you so much. And again, I think I already thank Marilyn in Logan. If I didn't, Marilyn and Logan, thank you. God bless you. So we have reached our goal and exceeded it. $8,450. And that translates to 169 radios. Another $50. Would be 170 radios. That'd be a nice even number. Now we've reached our goal, but I already told you, I want to exceed it. So let's see how far we can go. We have just a few minutes left. 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. And yes, you can call tonight after you get home. You can go online anytime. 3 o'clock in the morning, you can go online at thewordcolumbus.com, click on the Trans World Radio banner, and you can give. So, now that we've reached our goal, let's see how far past our goal we can go. You know, I promised you, I try to go to the phones and I get discombobulated. Barna has just released a brand new poll. Headline, a growing number of pastors believe their churches won't meet in person until 2021. Group of pastors, 5%, only 5%, said they do not expect to have in-person worship services for the rest of 2020. There were no respondents who thought that they would not meet until next year. Of the pastors who were surveyed, 49% said their churches were already gathering weekly for worship, but that's down from 56% in late June. Right now, currently, this is brand new, 49% of pastors say they're already gathering in one way or another in person, and that's down from 56%. 26% said they had plans to resume meeting in August. 16% said they would meet in person again in September or October. Another 5% do not anticipate gathering in person until November or December. And 10% believe their churches would not meet together until at least November. Folks, I can't make the decision for you, and I hope you will support your pastor, whatever decision they reach. But we need to meet together. Have a great weekend. Thank you for giving to Trans World. And please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.